Tribal representatives are preparing for tomorrow's gathering in Anchorage with Interior Department officials. It will be the first meeting in a series with tribes across the country to aid Obama officials in writing new policy for consultation between the federal government and tribes. The Alaska Intertribal Council held their annual meeting yesterday and today. Executive Director Brad Garness says more than 120 tribes have representatives in Anchorage today. He says the message he will carry to DOI officials from the tribes is a statement that was passed by AITC members nearly 15 years ago.
In this case, I would have to defer to Resolution 95-10, which states that no one can speak for the tribes but the tribes.
Garness says it is increasingly important to drive this message home with the federal government because he says Alaska Native corporations are being allowed the right to consult with federal officials as if they were tribal governments. Garness says some of the ANCs have lost partial ownership to non-tribal control.
With 49% of their shareholders being private industry, General Electric or et cetera, you know, major corporations, there's a real concern. So oil and or corporations and tribes mix like oil and blood, and they're just two very separate things. And when you give corporations the right to consult with government to perform government to government consultation, there's a real problem.
Garness says tomorrow's meeting with Obama officials is crucial. He says AITC will record tomorrow's proceedings to make it available to the more than 30 villages that have no media access other than shortwave radio or mail plane. Tomorrow's meeting gets underway at the Egan Convention Center at 9 a.m.